How would you feel if you'd already attained all of your wishes? Let's just take a moment right now to just imagine what you want to create in your life. And how would you feel if all of those beautiful things had already happened and you're on the other side looking back from a state of complete fullness and success? Notice how you feel, notice what's different when you are in that fulfilled, successful state. Just take a nice deep breath, breathe it in. And as you breathe out, just sending that vibration out all around you, through your whole body and out into the world. And welcome, welcome, welcome. So the purpose of this podcast, these sessions, is to come into that state where you've already attained everything, and then to attract that towards you and to create that from a place of fullness. This is really the antidote to the modern society that tells us that we lack things. You're being told by so many different people and companies and everything, you lack, you need, something wrong with you, you need this thing. This is about coming into the feeling that you've attained, that your wish has been fulfilled, to come into the experience that you already are a powerful being and you already have attained everything, and to expand into that state, which is the real state of being. You're a powerful being, pure consciousness. Today we're going to be diving into the prerequisites for success, how to set yourself up for success in this practice so that you can experience your wish fulfilled. This is in many ways the elephant in the room. You know, many people say they want different things and they want to experience certain things, but what do we need to do to set up our life and our priorities so that this is actually, truly, genuinely, in a practical way, going to become part of your life, so that you're really in that state more and more and more, so that you really are attracting those things to you? And for those of you, by the way, who don't know who I am, my name's Michael McIntosh. I had a spiritual awakening when I was 18. I was pulled out of my body unexpectedly and shown a vision of two timelines, future timelines. In one timeline, I saw myself carrying on in a state of lack, needing, wanting, craving, running around after things. And I saw how that would continuously lead me to a state of disappointment and unhappiness. And then I saw this new vision that I'd never seen before, a state of complete freedom, of complete light, of all attainments, where I'd already attained everything, filled with good vibrations, naturally happy. And I knew I had to make a decision, which path was I going to take? I took that first step on this new path in this other realm, and as soon as my foot touched the ground, I was pulled back into my body and my whole life instantly transformed. Everything changed. That was 25 years ago, and I've had a remarkable, beautiful, magical life from that state. And it all started with that vision and with that feeling and with that knowing. The future pulled me into itself. So right now, the whole point of everything we're doing is for all of us to continuously come into that state and take that next step forward. So how can you personally, with your life, with everything going on, how can you realign and reschedule time so that you are experiencing this wish fulfilled that you've already attained? Let me explain what I mean exactly. We've been programmed to think, I'm going to wake up in the morning and I need to run around, do this, do that, run around, check all these things, check all these emails, check all these, you know, lists and check all the boxes. And hopefully if we run around enough for enough years, we'll feel better. It's not going to work, as you know. It's stressful. It leads us to a state of lack. How are we going to turn that around, right? How can you reprioritize your life? I'll give an example, practical. I get up very early in the morning. I just got up at about 3:40 a.m. this morning. Sat for an hour meditation, right? I actually got faxes from my team at 4:00 in the morning. Right. So then there was something wrong with the, you know, with Facebook or internet or some sort of, I'm like, look, the world is trying to encroach on my meditation at 4 a.m. Right. So there's always things to do. And if you check your phone, there's always going to be something on it. Right. So we need to block off time in the morning so that we can experience these things and then make time to visualize and to feel that you've attained everything. Because the elephant in the room is that most people know this, but they're still oriented in the old paradigm, the old way. Right? So if you were to ask thousands of people, do you know about, you know, manifesting and feeling good? And everyone goes, oh yeah, it's such a great idea. And then you say, how is your life designed currently? Is it designed for you to feel good, or is it designed for you to run around? And most people would say, well, actually, if I'm honest, I'm still stuck in the running around. So in this session, I just want to, you know, really address this elephant in the room. We have to look at our lives and think to ourselves, how can I turn this around so that I have more space, more time? And the ego says, well, that's not possible because look at my to-do list, right? This is the worldly programming. You have to do this. You have to do this. If you only knew my schedule, you, Michael, you had a, I'm a very, very busy person myself. I'm running multiple companies. I've got loads and loads of projects going on, loads of people. I could easily be running around from morning till evening myself. But what I've realized, and I'm sure you already know this, is why you want to do this, that many, many things we're doing, because we feel stressed out of the amount of things to do, we don't act in a very effective way. Then we get distracted. Then we get tired. Then we make a mistake. Then we have to clean up the mistake. Then we do something else. And we're in a state of that whole thing. Is not, it's not an effective way of living. It's not getting the result. It's not feeling good. And it's also not leading to success. All the best ideas that are going to change our life come in silence, spaciousness, when you're in the shower, when you're meditating, when you're going for a walk, when you're having a bath, when you're relaxing, when you're just having tea, sitting in the sun, reading a book, right? All the good things come from that space. So we really need to literally block off time in our schedule to experience this, Because otherwise, there's always another text message, there's always another email, there's always some person showing up, there's always something. So how can we make the time? Here's a few little suggestions, and by all means, look into your own heart, your own life, and take what you can from this, and then think about how you can apply this and other things in your life. Number one thing I recommend is to try and give yourself at least an hour in the morning, at least an hour before you do anything for anyone else. I have many, many clients, thousands of students, hundreds of thousands of people on our mailing lists and everything. And this is good for everyone to have at least an hour a day, if not more, for your morning routine. So that you don't check your phone, put your phone away, by the way. Please put your phone, if you want to save your life, get an alarm clock, right? And put your phone in like in another room. Don't wake up your phone and check it. That's the most dangerous thing to do. That's what these companies want you to do. So you want to make sure you've got at least an hour in the morning just for you. Wake up, you know, put water on your face, you know, have a shower if you want. Have some tea, sit down. And then you can practice visualizing what you want, feeling you've attained it, receiving the good vibrations from beyond, right? In the morning, it's so good. It feels so good. And if your morning is beautiful, then the rest of the day is going to be way better. It's going to be so much more successful, so much more enjoyable. So the morning practice, how can you go to bed earlier and create as much space in the morning just for you, just for your life, for your mind, for your consciousness. And the more you experience that your wish has been fulfilled, the more you experience that you've already attained what you want, and we have lots of sessions and meditations on how to do this, the more you do that, then once you've experienced that, you can look at your to-do list and your weekly plans and everything else. It's great to have plans, it's great to have lists, but you can look at them and you can think, okay, what is really and honestly, truly, genuinely, sincerely necessary and essential for me to do? And what is busy work? When we look back on our life, if you look back on like the last 5 or 10 years, I guarantee you will see that there's been a lot of busy work that didn't need to happen and didn't lead anywhere. And it was basically just a waste of time. So when you look back, it's obvious that we've wasted a lot of time running around unnecessarily. The skill is to look at our life today and say, what can I remove, or what can I change so that I stop wasting my time in little things that don't matter? Because then you have all this space. So what we want to do is we want to experience a good feeling. Imagine you've already attained everything you want in your life. You write down what you want. You imagine you've attained it, you come into that feeling, and then from that state of fullness, you move into taking action to, you know, have your tea, to, you know, if you have kids, take them to school, or to take care of them, or to make their food. If you have work to do, then you can do your work bringing that state with you. And then stopping as much as you can during the day to take a pause, to come back to that feeling, you know, to create space so that we take action from a good space. Then we stop. We say, okay, how would I feel if I was enlightened? How would I feel if I'd attained everything? All of my wishes were fulfilled. all your wishes are fulfilled, how would you feel? And you come back to that experience, even for a minute. And then you can take action. And I guarantee that the more you practice this, you will find your whole day goes much, much more smoothly. You get things done way easier and quicker and more effectively. Something that might take a long time just takes half the time, or you get it done in 40 minutes work, you get an hour's worth of work done, right? Because you're coming from a different space. So we're going to dive deeper into these things and these practices, but we've got to set up our schedule for a different lifestyle, a lifestyle of attainment, a lifestyle of higher consciousness, a lifestyle of freedom, a lifestyle of spaciousness. So what you can do is get out a piece of paper, or you can think about this if you're driving or listening to this, but you want to write this down somewhere. How can you create moments of space during your day? So the first thing in the morning is absolutely essential, and then little gaps during the day. The evening practice, could you have a bath and meditate with nice candles, or just imagine you've attained it, lying in bed or going on a walk? How can you create as much space for these practices and these experiences as possible? Your ego is going to tell you, no, it's not possible. The world is going to tell you, oh, you're so busy, you need to check all this stuff and buy all these things. There's all these other things that are going to come in, fair enough. You're a powerful being. You've attained everything. So claim it back. You know, this is the first step. We have to claim our power back and not get caught up in this stuff. Realize that these things, these mindsets and these negative thoughts, they're not yours. They're coming from outside. There's kind of like toxic things coming from. You're a powerful being, right? So how can you, the powerful being that you are, claim back your life so that you can come into that experience that you've attained everything, even for a minute, and then another minute, and then another minute, and then another minute? And then you're opening up a whole new reality. It's like opening a door to a whole new world. Each of these seconds is a magic portal that pulls you into a higher dimension, which then allows you to attract things. So the more of those magic moments that you set up for yourself, the more space you set up, the more time you set up, the more you open your life to that, then everything's going to be so much more smooth. It's like entering into a new dimension. So just make a note to yourself. Where can you create these magic moments? Where can you create this magic space for yourself? How can you align your life to feel you've attained, to feel free, to feel good, so that you bring that energy into it? And remember, you might not always experience profound states of freedom every time you practice, right? But you're creating the space for it. If you create the space for it, then it's much more likely. And then gradually, as you do it over time, it gets bigger and more powerful. So we're just setting up the space. We're not saying you're going to become enlightened every single time and you're not going to experience profound bliss constantly. You might, but you might not. But that doesn't matter. You're opening it up for that possibility. It's like opening up opportunities to receive wealth. You know, if you don't open it up, if you have to set up a bank account for people to send you money, right? You're just opening the bank account for yourself here by creating this time so that the wealth can be given to you. and the ideas can be given and the vibrations can be given and the whole thing can be given to you. So we're just opening it up so that you can receive. And by doing this, over time, over the days and weeks and months, your entire life will start to change. You'll go from the old paradigm, running around like everyone wants you to, the whole world wants you to run around and be a slave to them, but you're saying, no, I'm a master of myself, and you're creating an entire different way of living, and that's going to not only change your life, it's going to be an inspiration energetically and practically for people around you who are stuck in the old ways. So, thank you so much for your wonderful presence. I know success is 100% guaranteed, 100%. You are a powerful being. Come back into that feeling again and again that you've attained, that your wish has been fulfilled. Enjoy these magic moments. And I'll talk to you soon. Much love.